gastropod. All was in summer on marine parade between the bandstand and Nolan's shop. Local women, nut brown from sun and wind, sing out, fruits of the sea, fresh this morning, periwinkles and dillisk, while filling paper bags with scoopfuls of salty mollusks, handfuls of sun-dried seaweed. Not for nothing does the dictionary list winkle out as meaning to extract with difficulty, which is why the women thread a small needle to the top of your bag so that you can shuck open the operculum, spear the spiral of dark succulents slowly from the shell, taste the Atlantic on your tongue. Europe by rail. Remember that summer when we came and went with ease, traversing imaginary lines of longitude and latitude between France and Switzerland, Austria and Germany. The night in Innsbruck at the hostel, MTV playing in the background, where you punched me playfully when Roxette belted out, "Hello you fool, I love you." And again when I played air guitar to Scorpion's "Wind of Change." Well, the French guy we bought a beer for suggested we head to Yugoslavia next, only for an Italian at the table to tell us that the border had just closed, that war was barreling down that road. Oh, you laughed at the look on my face, reminded me of our holiday in Donegal when we toyed with the idea of crossing the border into Derry, only for me to talk us out of it, never travelling any further than Bundoran.
First one there, you had me kind of going, I can picture this, I won't feel so cold. Lovely. Taste, you can see. Nice. So, next up we have Benjamin Burns.
Without purpose, without intention, I find myself at the self-service in Tesco, purchasing a bottle of Prosecco and a carton of orange juice with bits. Life is so constantly refreshing.
Life of the suburbs. The tribe of white calling cats is now extinct. It lets us pass to birds and mushrooms. The lapwing, bird of aliases, visiting during the cold winter, walk round and round and round, then in a social petrifaction, refuse blood and flew off, refuse bread and flew off over the road. In the mating season, a tiny bird balanced on a hop on a holly leaf, a short hop to the dry stone crevices, buttress and boundary of the lawn, carrying twigs for nest making, an ambition maybe not to be realized. 8 wood pigeons held a board meeting, ghostly colored doves stayed aloof. An autumn glut of elderberries, a blackbird like a drunken comic drunkard, lost all fear of the human species.
former five-word champion, Dan Johnson. Yeah. I've gotten your name wrong a few times, haven't I? Yeah. Jesus, Dan, I should be giving you a big bump.
He did, that's right.
I got all the names.
Well, it's all
good.
A second died. On that day, the other last day, the clouds were coming once again. The shade specter never truly goes away. A cemetery in hush braced itself for rain. It began so slowly, as it always does, a mist to a patter to a downpour, and so it goes from sky to stone in droves, the caress of the million-figured moisture, so great today, and nothing in time. The carvings in the rock were sold as forever, but forever is a sodden lie. The etchings in the stone have grown ever softer, until today, as words turn to nothing, a life again passed on, a second died.
Thank you, Dan. And now we have me, Pryor.
Night journeys. Who shows you videos when you go to sleep? Images downloaded in the dead of night that move across your flickering eyelids. If you wake too soon, you miss the final reel, which leaves you incomplete the following day. Snatches from your early past may surface, tumble-dried with an unfamiliar spin. Scrapes of material that hold you to account as you crossly try to pull them into shape, frustrated when they slip out of your grasp. If you're lucky, a time machine appears that carries you away to astral planes, bewitches you with unfamiliar themes, equipped coordinating soundtrack, not unlike the music of the spheres. Sometimes colors float from fissures in the brain to wash out threadbare remnants of regret, letting pent-up feelings catapult to life, wildly disrupting the rhythm of routine, to lay foundations for a waking change. If you believe, like Carl Gustav Jung, that dreams could be unwritten words from God, it might be wise to shake them out each morning and see if whatever hints they hold might break into your lived reality.
And weed at the aircraft parades. Death has gave me notice, and where knowing where to turn. That failed to love never happened ever. Some battery in your psyche keeps on going, enough to drown out on a school night, perchance. Our fate is forked, divergent as it seems, caught for some time, that delighting socket. Punished for seriousness, assuming the melting. Of our beloved's turn, happy though maybe. Thank you, Patricia. And now we'll have Sue Blue.
We thought, in honor of, was it today or yesterday's Remembrance Day? Not only that, for me as a German. For me as a German also, well, I always have two dates on the 9th of November in my head, which is 9th of November is obviously what we in German call Kristallnacht. But then also 30 years ago the wall came down, luckily, so the day is a better day now. In honor of that, I would like to do a 35-second piece by August Stramm, who I have translated, and he fell in the First World War, but this piece was unpublished. And it's published in my translations. It's the first time it's translated into English. So it's called, I'm going to do the German version first. Kirchgang. Die Berge läuten. Dein Gang wippt Sonnen. Die Hände funkeln, lichten, Sternen. Der Kirchturm sonntagt. Raumund, wo bist du? Churchwalk. The mountains chime, your walk leaps suns, the hands sparkle, gleaming, starring, the steeple Sundays, homes, where are you? And I would also like to do one tiny moment, if that's okay. Because it's seasonal, and do you know, it's full moon now, but do you know when the moon is half at this time of year? It's slanted in the sky.
Yeah.
It's so slanted, it almost looks like an angry eye of something. So, eye of the sky. Staring at me through the dark in this wailing night, from beyond the driven clouds and wisps of whiskey white, the slanted eye of the sky lies waiting like a cat to release his fury's force with the gales in a wild attack. First thick spits of rain whip against my cheeks. Blustery gusts sweep the drops, chasing their fall to a thrust. With mighty howls the storm is rising under the blackened cover of night, unleashing its boisterous whirls in swiping blasts and swirls into the raving powers of the eye of the sky and the loom of the slanted half. He's ready.
we've checked out the space while we were all on a break, so I think it's going to be great. Well, next up, Philip Spillane.
No pressure. Another moon poem. Never thought it was an evil eye. Although I did think it was upside down one time, that really freaked me out. I was okay, just the moon wasn't. Oh dear. It's a new poem, so please excuse. It's a work in progress. It's based on another, trying to understand another point of view. He was from the yawn of the moon. My moon was bleached in alcohol orange. A dawn chrome devoured by night. My tears of stars occluded under a mattress of fungus clouds. I was very drunk. He said we came from that disabled star, fogged an overwhelming moment all, and we made out. Sun devoured the moon, fitting in its helix, lips bit and pressed, all the watercolors got awashed. I promised him I will never forget. I said I kissed a man that came from the moon. But in dawn, blinded by the sunlight, sober, sore, and hungover, I say I just kissed a man, possibly not from any moon, nowhere, casted in a different midnight, back to his moon, a closed yawn, a different dawn. Thank you. Woo!
Just one more name left on the list. Oh, I know you looked chicken down there now, Mike. It's not on the list.
You're not coming up, right?
No, I'm joking.
But before Mike, we will have
no.
Need to be.
Ha ha ha!
Right, so Max.
Fine, get up here now.
I just have to say something about the because this is a tech piece, but it's just about white lines go through my mind, white noise, raw nerves to grind. 14 children of experimentation, a saga of the hooded man. No light, white noise, constant sound, stressed limbs. No sleep, through tiny chipboard apertures, hallucinations creep. Can you hear me, anyone? Frantic lovers, no traces kept. No strong visit, no story, no one. Language at Her Majesty's disposal. Guinea pigs for overloading deprivation. Bare bodies, bare survival, to see the harsh glare of the sun. I've seen maladies that mimic this, but here inflicted man-made disease. I am a kinematic, and I am not a fighter. I am a lover, as I always say. But sometimes, when you hide your head in the volcano, you cringe from the blindless skylight, the incessant stars are insistent. And sometimes blocked ears can still hear the sound of rain tinnitus. Sometimes wordless sticks can silently hit. But tonight, I, number 14, which is what I am, salute this band of brothers of 14. Antiochus could not break the 7 Maccabees. So you didn't shine in the dark. You called them out for the hidden. They are the hidden ones for the unseen. So, that's my piece about the documentary.
Rosie.
Fantastic. I thought the open mic was finished, but it's not. We have the All-Ireland Poetry Slam Champion.
Yay!
The ice caps are melting, it's snowing in Melbourne, the penguins are getting a tan. There's disassociation in a takeaway nation, and the X Factor still has an audience. Bring back the magic, the spells, the tarot, the worship of nature in fear of Earth's karma. Dead dancing darkness, shadow marionettes of mysterious beings, Gaia wicked energy, blackguard feminists, ink and mummy princesses, no Elysian sleek ideals here, pal. No siree. You can't buy a cauldron in IKEA, and a reusable coffee cup won't solve global warming. Give us a shot of that old sorcery, raw, visceral alchemy, October moon voodoo, conjuring, not contouring, spirits into life. Tread werewolves and vampires, not deposits for first-time buyers. Quell the never-ending row about tax brackets. Send the corporate to the incorporeal, afflict all the influencers, resurrect the necromancers, to raise up dark mambo divas on a Friday night, fling bodies and forfeit to poltergeists, the unexplainable underworld, pinch teenagers glued to their phone, shake them up and rattle their bones, and tell them stop Snapchatting each other from across the same room. It's boring. Whip out the Ouija board and see who's trending. No, no, click, click, scroll, scroll. I am Newton, tongue of toad. Invoke she-devils, Bruhera bitches, the Snow White witches. Not glorified yoga teachers charging mandatory donations for spiritual meditations of internet incantations, grocery store incense, and not a black cat in sight. Give me maenads, banshees, talismans, fairies, patience and belief, people still aren't recycling. New Orleans jazz saxophones, telekinetic temporal folds, psychics contacting the spirit world, nights spent supernatural, not scrolling through Instagram like a sugar junkie's candy rush, stashing tinfoil fashion sites. I'll do rituals to protect the earth from her destroyance. I have insomnia in the witching hour. I light candles for juju power. I need a belief in something higher than me. A connection I charge by USB. I'll drum and dance. Offer a vegan sacrifice. Scatter Santeria stones on my Scandinavian wooden floor. And say a prayer for when the tide comes in. From tomorrow until Saturday at 8 p.m. and the tickets are €12 if you're a student or unemployed and €15 if otherwise. Thanks.
So that takes us to the end of this, which was the 635th Obeil.
Wow.
So thanks to everybody that took part in the 5-word challenge and the open mic. But it is a very special thank you to our guest poet who blew us all away, I think, Marianne Gamble.